Well, hello everyone. Unfortunately, I must yet again talk about James Lindsay. And the reason I want to talk about him is because he keeps on raging against the so-called woke right. And he comes out in a kind of almost epileptic fit anytime anybody mentions Carl Schmitt. If you don't know Carl Schmitt, he was a German jurist in the mid-century. And one of his most famous books was The Concept of the Political, where he said the essence of politics is in what he called the friend-enemy distinction. And James Lindsay has an almost pathological reaction to this, and basically comes out and says, anybody who cites Schmitt in any single respect or talks about the friend-enemy distinction is woke right and is therefore an enemy. You shouldn't listen to them, you should blacklist them, don't watch their videos, treat them as if they've got leprosy, etc., etc., etc. What I find very interesting about this is that Lindsay, without even recognizing it or realizing it, confirms Schmitt's thesis in this pathological reaction. What is James Lindsay doing when he labels people that he doesn't like woke right or woke left and tells you, well, don't listen to those people, they're bad, they're evil, they're going to bring about awful things, etc., etc.? He is playing the friend-enemy distinction. According to Schmitt, there's no real room when you get down to the level of friend-enemy. Everything for my friends, nothing for my enemies. And obviously there are some dangers to this way of thinking, as history has shown. But the fact is, the core of the thesis that politics comes down to friend and enemy is very difficult to dispute. And Lindsay doesn't really have any arguments against this. All he does, basically, is spaz out and calls anyone who evokes this idea an enemy, thereby paradoxically confirming Schmitt's thesis. Let's call this the James Lindsay paradox. I find this very interesting. One of the interesting features of the friend-enemy distinction is that, well, classically you might think, well, okay, well, who is guilty of playing friend-enemy? You might think of various totalitarian regimes like the mid-century Germans or the Soviet Union under the Bolsheviks, who played very hard friend-enemy distinction. But interestingly, Schmitt draws attention to, and we have seen through the behaviour of people like James Lindsay, that the people who police, the people who play friend-enemy harder than anyone else, are actually committed liberals. The defenders of liberalism actually have a very narrow conception of what is permissible. Ironically, the range of enemies for the liberal is wider than the range of enemies for more or less any other system that you can think of. Just think about the huge number of people that James Lindsay puts beyond the pale. He says, oh, you can't read all of these people over here. Think of how controlling and totalitarian his behaviour is. He actually, in a strange way, is like a self-appointed communist commissar. He's like a Stalinist commissar telling you what is a left deviation or a right deviation. That's woke left, don't listen to that. That's woke right, don't listen to that. James Lindsay's behaviour is, you might say, a little bit totalitarian. And this, what is really interesting is that the more he bashes his head against this brick wall of trying to argue against Carl Schmitt and the friend-enemy distinction, the more he proves the friend-enemy distinction, and the more he proves how fragile, how brittle, how closed-minded, how incapable of dealing with arguments, ironically, given the title of some of his former books, liberals tend to be. They are just simply incapable of confronting anything that is outside of their very narrow worldview. They just don't, their move always is to say, no, you can't even engage with it. Don't even think about it. Don't even look at it. Don't look over that book there. That's forbidden. That book, it's forbidden. That thinker, he's forbidden. That thinker over there, he's forbidden. Don't have this guest. Don't have that guest. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to that. And if you think about it, that is in the very nature of what we might think of as totalitarian behavior. So this is very interesting as a phenomenon. I don't actually have an answer to how you get out of this, because all systems, and this is a point that Schmitt was making in the tradition of somebody like Joseph de Maistre, that all systems in the end tend towards absolutism. They tend towards narrowing down the range of possible things that you're allowed to say and do, and they start defining themselves more and more in terms of the friend-enemy distinction. So really, I mean, I guess what Schmitt is saying is this is in the nature of politics. This is in the nature of political systems, no matter what you call that system. Just so happens, James Lindsay prefers the system that we have now that is called liberal democracy. Quite why he prefers this system, I don't know, given how long and hard he has railed against it, given how long and hard he himself has exposed all of the various problems, you know, whether you talk about Davos or Klaus Schwab or any of these sorts of characters, you know, wokeism, all of these are basically expressions of the bristle ideology that he himself is forced to defend ultimately. And I just find it fascinating in a way. Nothing James Lindsay says, in my view, is intelligent or worth listening to. You know, I tried to, in a previous video, give him the time of day. If you went back, I gave a lecture on elite theory, basically correcting some of the things that he clearly had not read, had not bothered to engage with. But now I see James Lindsay more and more actually as a useful tool to demonstrate the very things that people like me have been talking about, the very nature of politics being based on the friend-enemy distinction. And for James Lindsay, it's seemingly incredibly clear who is a friend and who is an enemy. His friends are people who use the term woke right. His friends tend to support Donald Trump. His friends tend to think that talking about Jeffrey Epstein now is something that you shouldn't do. Ironic, considering it's Lindsay himself who has been saying for the past decade that our systems are run by kind of elite Satan worshippers or blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, that's stuff that he has said. Now, magically, him and all his friends aren't interested in that anymore. James Lindsay and his friends tend to like people who defend whatever the current Israeli government line happens to be. They tend to dislike anybody who criticizes that Israeli government. Funny how that happens. So he does have friends. He has political friends who have a very hard friend-enemy distinction. And he has political enemies, which he variously calls woke left and woke right. Much like Stalin talked about the left opposition and the right opposition, or the left deviation and the right deviation. It's so ironic, isn't it, that he spends all his time, James Lindsay, accusing his enemies of being Marxists. If somebody like me, oh, look, you know, academic agent, he mentioned Stalin, or he's got a book on Lenin there. You know, he's just like the enemy. But his behaviour actually is more like his supposed enemy than anybody else's. I don't know anybody, really, that has such a hard friend-enemy distinction as James Lindsay. And that is what makes him a kind of tragicomic figure. You know, you don't know whether to, like, I find him a very cringy individual. And, you know, the temptation is to just point and laugh at this fellow. But I actually think that he provides us with many teachable moments. And I just wanted to put this out there because Schmitt basically keeps on tripping up Lindsay. Like, every action that Lindsay does, the harder he rails, the harder he goes at somebody like me or some of my buddies, the harder he exposes the fact that Carl Schmitt was basically right in his description of what politics is. James Lindsay has never been open, for example, to debate. He's never been open to discussing any of these issues. He blocked me a long time ago. He blocked Aaron McIntyre and many of my friends a long time ago. He's never said, maybe I've misunderstood your work. Maybe we should sit down and try to have a debate, try to see where exactly we disagree on various different things. No, he just flat blocks. And then he tells other people, don't listen to that guy. That guy is evil. And in fact, he's even worse than that, because from behind his little block wall, every once in a while he goes and unblocks me, takes a screen grab of a tweet, and then reblocks and, you know, puts the screen grab out or does a little quote tweet, which I don't know what you call behavior like that, but it's incredibly strange. And it is actually what happens when somebody becomes totally consumed with the friend-enemy distinction, which is always a danger, I think, with taking, you know, what Schmitt is talking about a little bit too far. Schmitt does, it's worth saying, make a distinction between a political friend and enemy and a personal friend and enemy. And those two lines are distinct. So you can actually have somebody who is a personal friend who you actually disagree with on all sorts of issues. You know, I've got friends and I don't agree with them on every single issue. You know, and that's how we have debates and that's how we have disagreements and so on. So actually, even though we talk about, you know, Schmitt and friend-enemy distinction, the range of issues that we open up for debate amongst ourselves is actually quite large. Whereas for James Lindsay, it's extremely narrow. It's extremely brittle and narrow. There's like a bullet point of five set talking points, a party line, if you want, and you're not allowed to deviate from that. So just a short video, really, to talk about that, because I just think it's kind of funny to watch this process play out. It's by no means only James Lindsay. He has other people who are like this as well. But I would say he is the worst and the funniest. So, yes, every time you see him do that, think to yourself, James Lindsay is playing and demonstrating the friend-enemy distinction. As he rejects and rails against Carl Schmitt, he confirms Carl Schmitt. Pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, available now, so you don't fall into the same sorts of logical errors that James Lindsay does on a daily basis, and I'll see you soon. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.